I'd like to introduce my wife, Dr. Jill Aragon Neely.
Thank you. Good evening. What a joy to be here with all of you tonight. It's crazy for me to think that 9 years ago I was sitting in the same chairs that you're sitting, wishing that I was a medical student as I was about to start my first year of college at Jefferson State Community College. So it's really an honor to stand here and share with you what God has done since then. And tonight I want to share 5 things that kind of helped me get through this journey, and I hope that will help you get through medical school, residency, and fellowship, or whatever point in your life that you're in. And I'm choosing 5 things because I had this very wise emergency medicine physician tell me once that most of you can only really remember 5 things, even though we try to kid ourselves and try to memorize all these books. So hopefully you'll be able to take something home with you. So the first thing that God revealed to me to get through the journey was to be determined, to understand what your dream is and why you're here. If you're sitting here, it's because someone in the admissions committee saw something special about you, perhaps saw a spark that could change the world. So think about what brought you to this point in life and keep fighting for that goal. To give you a little bit of background, as David mentioned, I grew up in Managua, Nicaragua. It is the second poorest country in the Western Hemisphere. The healthcare system in Nicaragua is terrible. It's very poor. And there are no physicians in my family. So my only exposure to medicine was really through the many medical teams from CMMA and many parts of the USA that would just come and minister to my people. And when I saw them interact with my community, I saw the hope that they brought. I saw the people standing in line for hours just to see an American doctor. I saw the quality of care that they were given, and I told to myself then, I want to be like them. I want to be trained in the U.S. and come back to my country and minister to my people like that. At the time, though, I was 15, and I remember sharing my dream with my parents and my friends and kind of like them laughing at me, being like, that's crazy. You don't even speak English. Not only you don't speak English, but we don't even have money to pay for plane tickets to go to America. But the more I thought about it and the more I interacted with the medical teams, I was like, this is what God's calling me to do, and I know that He will provide. So I remember picking up a dictionary and starting to translate every English book that I could get in my hand, watching all the movies and TV and just English, no subtitles, and just working really hard to master the language so that one day, hopefully, someone out there will give me a chance to study in the U.S. So I was determined to get to that dream, and God provided. And I hope that the calling that you have, the dream that God has put in your heart, is strong enough where you will do whatever it takes to get there, because He will provide along the way. But it wasn't easy, but I knew that that's where the Lord wanted me. And as I tried to find people in Nicaragua that had done something like that, like leave their country and study in the U.S., I couldn't. But I found inspiration in the story of Daniel. If you don't know much about Daniel, but he was a guy who basically was chosen from thousands of people in Israel to go live in a foreign country. And the reason that he was chosen was because his character was so great, because he was so smart and so skillful. And the Bible says in Daniel chapter 1 that the king commanded Ashpenaz, his chief eunuch, to bring some of the people of Israel, both of the royal family and of the nobility, youth without blemish, of good appearance and skillful in all wisdom, endowed with knowledge, understanding learning, and competent to send in the king's palace. And I thought, if I ever want to be given a chance, I had to be like him. I had to have a character that stands out, a character of integrity, that no matter where I am, whether it's in my home country or in a foreign country, that people can trust me, that people can see that I want this. So it's my encouragement to you that as you go through medical school, fellowship, residency, whatever it is, that you don't forget that character. That even when you don't think that people are watching you, that you remember that the Lord will honor that, will honor your honesty, will honor you being punctual will honor you just giving him glory and acknowledging the people that deserve to be acknowledged. So as I tried to do all those things, I remember it's a few months before graduation from high school, and I had been accepted actually in a few colleges in the U.S., but I still didn't have money to pay for tuition or living expenses. So I was thinking that that dream of studying in America would just never really come true. But months before that, the Lord sent Dr. Page and his son Cameron to Nicaragua, and they met the principal of my high school, who was a missionary in Nicaragua, and he told them my story and what my parents were doing in our community. And he said, I just wish somebody will give this girl a chance. And Dr. Page and Cameron prayed about it, and they spoke with their family. And shortly after, they met with us and offered me to come stay with them in this beautiful house for a year. And they also offered to pay for my first year of college and then hope that the rest would work out somehow. So God really answered my prayers then, and I was so excited, so ready to go. You know, the dream is coming true. But I remember going to the American Embassy to ask for a visa, because you can't come to the U.S. without a visa, and I got rejected. I went the second time, and I got rejected again. The main reason is because I'm from Nicaragua, so it's very hard to get visas when you come from a communist country. And the third time, got rejected again. And there were only like 2 or 3 weeks before I had to start college, and I just kept thinking, well, maybe this is just not going to happen, but I know God is calling me to do this, so I'm just going to keep trying. So on my fourth try, I actually got my American visa and came here. And the third thing that God revealed to me is that you have to have courage to finish the journey. So I had so many obstacles, like starting with the visa, but once that resolved, I was a sophomore in college, had just finished, I went home for the summer, and I started feeling really ill, where I couldn't really walk, I was having a hard time picking up things with my hand, and within 2 weeks, I was completely paralyzed. I was sick with an illness that many of you will learn about, called Guillain-Barré syndrome. And basically, I was paralyzed from head to toe, had difficulty breathing. And I remember at that time looking at my hands and trying so hard with my mind to move my fingers and not being able to. And asking myself then, how on earth is God calling me to be a doctor when I can't even take care of myself? How am I ever going to be a physician when I can't even move my hands? But in those very difficult times, God said to me, you can do it, because you can do all things through me, because I give you strength. And I want you to remember that. Perhaps, and I hope you never had to experience a paralysis to the degree that I experienced it. But life and medicine can be paralyzing spiritually, emotionally. And when you feel that you can't take another step, that you cannot move because you're just so overwhelmed by the circumstances around you, I hope that you remember that you can do it, because God will give you the strength like he gave me. And after a year of physical therapy and rehab, I was able to actually be fully functional again. And not only God delivered me through that, he delivered me from the MCAT and got into medical school and graduated and got my first choice for residency. So he has really done a lot of great things in my life. And then the fourth thing that God revealed to me is that if you want to complete the journey, you have to be grateful. And there's a story in the Bible that spoke highly to me, and it's in Luke 17, chapter 12, verses 12 to 16. And it's the story of when Jesus met the lepers. So as Jesus entered a village, he was met by 10 lepers who stood at a distance and lifted up their voices saying, Jesus, Master, have mercy on us. When he saw them, he said to them, go and show yourselves to the priests. And as they went, they were cleansed. Then one of them, when he saw that he was healed, turned back, praising God with a loud voice, and he fell on his face at Jesus' feet, giving him thanks. Now, he was a Samaritan. So this story really spoke to me because there were 10 people that were healed, but only one person was able to actually go back and give thanks. And just like those people today, I want to take advantage of this moment to give thanks, first of all, to God, because he has provided greatly, to the pages, because they believe in the calling that God gave me, and not only they open their home to me, but to all of you, and are constantly ministering to people. But also give thanks to CMMA for allowing me to fuel that flame and help me achieve that dream through the many interactions and discipleship, not only here, but in Nashville, and also because they allowed me to meet my husband, who I dearly love. And I hope that when you achieve that dream, when you get to that goal, when you find your calling, that you're able to go back and give thanks. Thanks to all those people that have traveled along the journey. And the very last thing, and I think it's also important, is support. A lot of times you're going to be tempted to study an extra hour, stay at home, instead of being with friends and family, not answering phone calls and things like that. But I cannot tell you the value of a community and how being with people that love the Lord and are here to encourage you can really make a huge difference, not only in the way that you go through life and medical school, but in the way that you interact with your patients in the future. So take care of yourself and make sure that you find a strong community to support you along the journey. So in closing, I just want to remind you of the 5 things that we talked about. Number 1, be determined. Remember why you're here, what you wrote on that personal statement. Remember why you chose medicine as a profession, and know the impact that it can have in many lives, including mine. Number 2, remember that you need a character of integrity. People will look at you even when you don't think they are, and people will invest in you if they find you worthy. Number 3, remember there are going to be many obstacles along the way, but God will provide deliverance of all. 4th, find a good support system. Find community. And 5th, be grateful. Don't forget to give thanks to those that have been there for you along the journey, and especially thanks to God, who loves us so much that gives us things that we could even dream of. So thank you all for being here tonight. And as you go through medical school, fellowship, residency, I just want to leave you with my favorite Bible verse that helped me get through this journey. And it's from Isaiah 43, and it says, "Fear not, for I have redeemed you. I have called you by name. You are mine. When you pass through the waters, I will be with you. And through the rivers, they shall not overwhelm you. When you walk through the fire, you shall not be burned, and the flame shall not consume you. For I am the Lord your God, the Holy One of Israel, your Savior." Thank you.